I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Super Bowl is Sunday, and a Denver-area chef has advice for Super Bowl party hosts that will keep you and your friends feeling good, no matter who wins the game. Chef Jason Morse of 5280culinary.com says, always make sure the hot foods stay hot.
And that's at a safe holding temperature, 155 degrees or hotter, whether you're serving dips or queso. I think a lot of times everybody makes a huge spread, and then it sits out on the counter for 2 or 4 or 6 hours.
Morse says a food warmer is easy to find and an important tool for a day-long party. He says bringing out foods in courses is another good way to keep them at the proper temperature. Of course, cold foods also need to be kept cold. That can be done with an ice tray underneath the cool foods. Morse is the chef for Ace Hardware and says he's got some advice on how to cook 3 appetizers all at the same time on a Traeger grill at the company's YouTube channel.
We add one and get it started, then we add the second one and get it going, and then we add the third one. They've got a way to kind of coordinate 3 things finishing at once.
On average, about 14 million Americans call in sick the day after the Super Bowl, according to the USDA's Gary Crawford. Some of those might actually be legit sick calls after folks have eaten food that's been contaminated. For other Super Bowl cooking questions, home chefs can call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 888-MP-HOTLINE.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.